One bill, supported by Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, would make it easier for police and sheriff's departments to arrest former felons and forcibly take a DNA sample from them if they failed to provide one when they were convicted. Department of Justice spokesman Kevin St. John says the new procedure would allow police to arrest people who've completed their parole but never submitted a DNA sample.
Under current law, when somebody's out on the street, they've done their time, they're off paper, law enforcement's rights to detain are only for probable cause, but that wouldn't independently give them the ability to then forcibly take the sample, insert the swab, take the sample, send it to the crime lab. An order under this special proceeding would be necessary for that.
The other bill being considered would give sheriff's departments the sole responsibility for collecting DNA samples in the future, thereby assuring that the sample is taken at the courthouse at the time of conviction. St. John says that approach could put a financial burden on small counties, which don't have enough sheriff's deputies to be present at every conviction.
Once you require a sheriff's deputy to be present at the court, it's going to change staffing patterns.
The plan to tighten up the DNA collection system is a response to the discovery last year that more than 12,000 felons whose samples should have been taken and stored never were. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.